Hello everyone, today's daf is daf Zayin. Actually, it's tomorrow's daf, but since tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah and we won't be able to do it in person, I'm sending a recording, Rezat Hashem, beforehand. Today's daf will be for the Refuah Shlema of Yafa Bat Miriam, Dina Bat Miriam, Shlomo Ben Sarah, and David Ben Rachel. So we're at the bottom of Vav Amud Bet. The Gemara was talking about what this line meant of Im Yetziata Nigmara, that with its coming out, with the chick hatching and coming out, it is Nigmar, it is formed. What does that mean? So the Gemara said it's formed in the sense that it hatches other chicks. That's what it means when the egg that comes out is fully formed. What does that mean? It means it can be able to hatch other chicks. It has accessibility to fertilize. So now the Gemara then says, what's the nafkamina? What's the whole point of telling us that? It says, lemeka chomemkar, for business, if someone asked for a fertile egg and they weren't given one, they're able to say, I want my money back. So now the Gemara brings a few stories. At the bottom of Vav Amud Bet. Ki ahud amar lehu be'aydef achya. Right, we said if someone asks, he says, "Be'ed fachia leman." If someone does, someone have a crackling egg? Does someone have an egg that produces chicks that fertilizes? So he havule be'ed shchuta, but they gave him a egg that's not fertilized. It was an egg that was, you know, the animal slaughtered. They found the eggs in the stomach, and it does not produce more chicks. So that's what he was given when that's what he bought. So he says, "Atele kamid Rabbi Ami." He came in front of Rabbi Ami. Amar lehu mekach ta'ut hu v'hadar. So Rabbi Ami told him, "This is a mekach ta'ut. They made a mistake. You have the opportunity to return it and get your money back because they made a mistake." So he says, "So the Gemara says, pshita. Obviously, that's pashut." Says, "Ma'u detema ha'ila achila kabae." We would have thought that maybe this guy, when he went to buy, he was intending, he wanted to buy something that was edible. He wanted to buy, eggs that he could eat. That's what he wanted. So why did he say he wanted a crackling egg that fertilizes, that's able to hatch more chicks? Mishum detzerivan, because those are fully cooked and I guess they taste better, so that's why he asked for that. So he says, lamay nafkamina, what's the difference? I mean, who cares if that's what it was for? He says, lemitva le bene vene, to be able to pay the difference between those kind of eggs. And we would have thought that if his intention was, hey, I want this specific egg because it's more cooked and it's better, so, and they gave him the one that wasn't fully cooked, so now he can say, give me my money back, the difference between the fully cooked one and the non-fully cooked one. Kamashmana, the Gemara says, no, that's not what we think. Anytime a person asks for a crackling egg, a type of egg that we know fertilizes and produces more chicks, and he's given one that does not produce more chicks, it's a mekach ta'ud, it's a mistake, and he can request his money back. Gemara brings another story. If someone asks, who has a fertilizing egg, you know, eggs that can hatch and give more chicks? He asks again, who has these types of eggs? But they give him eggs that do not, that are unfertilized. They can't hatch chicks. So that's what he was given. He came in front of Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami told him, it's a mistake and you get to ask for your money back. So the one says, pshita, obviously it's a mistake. So it's not the same. I would have thought, hay la achila kabay lehu. He was intending for food. He wanted to eat it. So why did he ask for a fertile type of egg? Mishum de shamein antfei, because those are fatter, they taste better. So what's the difference? What's the point? That maybe we would think that you would have to pay the difference if they gave you a non-fat egg and you asked for a fertilized one, which are fatter, and they gave you a non-fertilized one, which is not fat. So now, since it was a mekach ta'ud, you would only be able to get the difference in how much the cost was between the fat and the non-fat egg. Kamash Malan, the Gemara says, no, if someone asks for a fertile egg and they're given a non-fertile one, it's a mekach ta'ud, and he's able to ask for a complete refund of his money. Okay, now the Gemara says, V'ibayit Ema, maybe we can say, Ma'im yitziyat anigmera. What does it mean that the egg, when it comes out, it's fully formed? Im yitziyat ruba anigmera. Whenever majority of the egg comes out, it's considered fully formed. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan said, Tamar Rabbi Yochanan, Beitza shi yatza ruba me'erev yom tov, if you have on erev yom tov, which is today actually, if you have an erev yom tov, the egg comes out majority, v'chazra, and it returns back inside, muter lochla b'yom tov, and then it comes back out entirely on yom tov, you're allowed to eat it on yom tov. It's not considered mukteh, because since it came out majority before yom tov, even though it went back in, it's considered to have come out. V'gedamrin, some say, ma'im yitziyata nigmera, another answer, what does it mean that when it comes out, it is nigmar, it is fully formed? Im yitziyat kula nigmera, that when it fully comes out, then it's formed. Im yitziyat kula in, aval ruba lo, if it fully comes comes out, then it's considered out. But if not, if majority, then it's not out. This opinion is excluding the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who said that even if a majority comes out, it's considered out. Now the Gemara says Gufa. We go back to what we were talking about earlier. If you slaughter a chicken and you find inside of it full-formed eggs, you're allowed to eat those eggs with milk. They're not considered meat. Rabbi Yaakov says, if they're still attached to the sinews or like the connective tissue, then they are considered still meat, and it would be asur to eat that with dairy. Who's the author of this baraita? If someone eats from a kosher nevela animal, kosher nevela chicken, mina shalal shel beitzim, or let's say from a cluster of eggs, mina atzamot, from the bones, mina gidin, from the sinews, mina basar shenitlash, mina chai, or from meat that is was peeled or taken off of a live animal, tahor, he's still considered pure. Whereas min ha'eshkol shel beitzim, if someone ate from the ovary of the eggs, min ha'kur kevan, or the wall portion of the storage where they have for food in the animal, uvne me'ayin, or the intestines of the animal, o shehimcha et ha'chelev v'gema'o, or if he melted the chelev, the fat, in order to swallow it, tameh. In those situations, he would be tameh. Who is the author of this? So it says mantana min ha'shalal shel beitzim tahor. Who taught if someone ate from the cluster of eggs would be tahor, it would be pure? Amar Yosef, de lo Rabbi Yaakov. It's not like the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov. Why? De Rabbi Yaakov, hamar imayu me'orot begidin asurot. Because Rabbi Yaakov said, we just saw this, that if it was still attached to the connective tissue when you found the egg inside the animal, it is still considered attached and it's still considered meat, and it would be asur to eat with dairy. So that it seemingly would be the same opinion if someone ate from the. It's not the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov. This opinion is saying if someone ate from the cluster of eggs, he's considered tahor. He's not considered tameh. So it's not considered as if it's attached to the animal. Now the Gemara says, Amar le Abaye. Abaye says, Mimai, how do you know that? Dilma adkan lo kamar Rabbi Yaakov hata. Maybe Rabbi Yaakov over there, when he said it's attached, it's considered attached to the connective tissue, was only saying that ela linyan isura, when it's talking about something that's asur, having meat and dairy together is asur. Is aval linyan tuma lo. Maybe with regards to impurity, he would not say that same din, and he would not say that it's attached to say that it would be tameh. Now the Gemara responds to that, v'chi teima linan tuma nami nigzor. Maybe we could say we're also going to make a gezerah for tuma. And Rabbi Yaakov actually included tuma in the gezerah. The Gemara says, afushei tuma lo, afushei tuma hu, it's considered increasing impurity. Afushei tuma midrabanan lo mafshinan. We do not increase tuma impurity midrabanan as a gezerah. We're not allowed to do that. Something the Chachamim did not allow, allow to be done midrabanan, because we didn't want to increase tuma in the world. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "V'ika de Amri." Some say, "Mantana min ishkol shel beitzim tameh." Who says if someone ate from the ovary of eggs, he is tameh? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov. It actually is the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov. Tamar, because he says, "Imayu me'orot begidin asur." Because if the eggs were attached to the connective tissue, we said it's asur to eat those with dairy. Seeming that if it's attached, it's actually considered attached and part of the meat body of the animal. So that would be the same as the eshkol shel beitzim. Amar Abaye says to him, Mimai de eshkol mehanach de talia be eshkol. How do you know when it says ovary, it's talking about that which are hanging from the ovary, it's talking about the eggs. Dilma eshkol gufei, maybe it's talking about the actual ovary itself. And the ovary itself is actually meat itself. So now the Gemara says, okay, v'chitema eshkol gufei ma'ele memra. So if you're going to say that it's the actual ovary itself, what is that coming to teach us? Meaning, it's for sure going to be conveying tuma, because it's for sure considered meat that people eat. So what's the even question? Meaning the question is, if it was something that maybe, if it's something people don't eat, then maybe it's not metameh. Does not make convey impurity. But over here, it's for sure metameh. So the Gemara says, midi dehave akur kevano v'nei me'ayin. It's just like the craw, the wall for the food storage in the animal, and the intestines, where those are types of parts of the animals, tafak of the basarnino, even though they're meat, kevan de ika inashe de lo achle, since there are people who don't eat those types of meat, it's terich lashmuinan. It needed to teach us that they are considered meat and they are metame if someone did have them. And it says hachename, so to in our case, kevan de ika inashe de ika inashe de lo achle, there are some people who don't eat the ovary, it's terich lashmuinan. They needed to tell us that it is metame, conveys impurity, even though it's for sure meat and everyone knows that. The reason is similar to the previous two parts, that it's something that some people don't eat. The Gemara now continues and says, Tanur Rabbanan, Stan Lebraita, Kol Shetashmisho Bayom, Nolad Bayom. Anything that any species that has relations during the day, the result of it will be born during the day. Anything that has relations during the night will be born during the night. Anything does both during the day and during the night will be born during the day and during the night. So the Gemara will explain. What does it mean if you have relations during the day, that species will be born during the day? Zotar Nigolet, that's talking about a chicken. They only do during the day. She says, Kosha Dash Mishol Balayla Nula Balayla. What does it mean that it has relations during the night, it's only born at night? Zotar Talif, that's talking about a bat. And then it says, Kosha Dash Mishol Bin Bayom Bin Balayla Adam Vichol Dadamele. What is it talking about that they do relations both during the day and at night, and it's born at any time? That's talking about a person, a human being, and anything of the like. They are born also at any time of the day. Amar more. We said that was a chicken that's born during the day. The mind of Kamina, who cares? What's the difference when it's born? Come and teach us this opinion. If you checked the nest of the chickens on Erev Yom Tov, you did not see an egg. And the next morning, right before Alot HaShachar, before the crack of dawn, it was still nighttime. And the next day, you went and you found an egg in the nest, meaning that they laid an egg. But when you checked, it was Erev Yom Tov and there was no egg. The Gemara says, Muteret, it is permitted. How do we know that? The Gemara says, Vahalo Badak, didn't he check the nest? He checked the nest, it wasn't there. So it's coming to tell us, doesn't that mean that it was born at nighttime and it should be Asur because it was born on Yom Tov, it was laid on Yom Tov? The Gemara says, Emar de lo Badak yafe yafe, maybe he didn't check so well in the nest. And the Gemara says, Vafilo Badak yafe, Emar yasa ruba vechazra havai. And he says, even if he checked really well, maybe you could say it's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that says if majority of the egg came out and then went back in before Yom Tov, and then it fully came out on Yom Tov, it would be considered as if whenever the majority came out, which was before Yom Tov. The Gemara says, "Ini, is this so?" Va'amar Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, Amarav. But they say, "Badak v'kanesh atarnegolet me'erev Yom Tov." If you checked Erev Yom Tov in the nest, v'lo matzah b'beita u'machar yishkim u'matzah b'beita asura. Then the next day you went and checked in the nest, and you found an egg. Even though on Erev Yom Tov, since on Erev Yom Tov you didn't find, and the next day you went and found, it should be asur because we can assume that it was born at nighttime. So we see this kind of contradicts our braita. We said that the chickens only give, they only have relations during the day, and they also only they only give birth during the day to other chicks. So how does this make sense? Hatam b'safna b'desafna me'ara. No, that was talking about a non-fertilized eggs where they give birth. Those types of chicks even give birth at nighttime. So that's how that was born, as at nighttime. When it says ihache, if that's so, terav mare nami neima meara meara safna. Let's say also the eggs of Rav Mari were from arad safna, which are referred to. If we say that they even give birth at nighttime, let's say that Rav Mari's were also given birth at nighttime, and how can we say that they are permitted? We have to say they're forbidden. Answers by saying the answer is b'dika zachar behada. That there is a rooster, there's a male chicken within her distance, and whenever there's a male chicken within her distance, we know that it does not give birth during the night time, and therefore, when that egg was laid, it was laid during the day. So when the person came back the next day and he saw before Alot HaShachar, before the crack of dawn on Yom Tov, and he saw there was an egg in the nest, he was for sure that it happened from Erev Yom Tov, and he just either didn't see it, or even if it was there. Maybe we can say a majority came out and went back in, like Rabbi Yochanan, or even so, it has to be for sure that it came out during the day, no matter what. So it was Erev Yom Tov, and therefore would not have the problem of Mokteh. Now the Gemara says, "Bedika zachar nami ema me'arad safna." So even if they had a rooster within its distance of the hen, so maybe we can still say that safna me'arad, that it heats up from the ground, and it's it maybe gives birth also at the night time, and it could be asur because of Yom Tov being laid on Yom Tov. The Gemara answers, Amaravina Gemiri Gemira Kol Hecha Deika Zachar Lo Safna Me'ara. Anytime there's a rooster within its distance, it's not a Safna Me'ara, and therefore it had to have given birth had to be laid during the day. Now the Gemara asks, Ve'ad Kama, and how far can the rooster be within the distance of the hen that we consider the rooster
to be so close that we consider it for sure that it's a daytime laying and not a nighttime, and so therefore it wouldn't be asur to be moved or eaten on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Gamda Mishmei Derav Kol Eichad Deshama Kale B'Yimama. All the meanwhile that it can hear the hen can hear the voice of the rooster during the day, it's considered close enough. Avad Rav Mare Uvda. So Rav Mare made a calculation. Ad Shitin, but he said within 60 houses, it's considered close enough. V'ika Nahara. If there is a river in between, Lo Avra. The rooster will not pass over, will not go over the river, and therefore it's, even if it's within 60, it's not good enough. V'ika Mavara Avra. But if there's a bridge, the rooster will pass over the bridge. V'ika Metzara Lo Avra. But if there is a rope bridge where I guess the rooster wouldn't pass over there, it would not work even if the rooster was in 60 houses. The Gemara says Hava Uvda. There was a case V'Avra Ametzara that the rooster went over the rope bridge. So the Gemara, and there was an example like that. So the Gemara says, "B'mayo kimta." How do we establish this whole case? Rashi says, "Let there be Yosi bar Rabbi Shaul," that we said in the previous Amud, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Shaul, that he says that if you check the kane, if you check the nest, and you saw on every Yom Tov you saw there was no egg, and the next day you saw there was an egg, you can say for sure it was laid on Yom Tov and it's a source. How do we establish it? He says, "But the safna me'ara, it has to be talking about a safna me'ara egg." One that it's not fertile and it does not lay, it can lay eggs even at nighttime, and therefore that one was the reason why it was asur according to Rabbi Yose. Whereas the previous case where we said in the opinion of Rav Mare that if it's a regular egg that is fertile and can it only gives birth, the chicken only gives birth during the day, if it has a rooster within its 60 houses, and either there's a bridge or if there's no river or no problems for it to get over, we would say that chick would only be able to give birth in the day. And if you went on Yom Tov day and you didn't see a egg in the nest, and then you went the next day before crack of dawn, and you did not, and you saw the egg, you had to be for sure that it was done on Erev Yom Tov, and the egg would be permitted to be eaten.